is there a dilemma there that is sometimes the beauty or the creativity at the cost of victory? You could be more boring, win more games.
Look, that's what people say when you don't win. But let's not forget, you can be boring and lose as well. You want to combine both. I believe that the big clubs have the responsibility to win, but to win with style.
It all came from a challenge by Ivanovic on Sanchez near Mourinho's coaching area, and Arsene Wenger walked right across, and they actually did shove one another away. At one point, Arsene Wenger came back, their heads were very close together, and in the end, referee Martin Atkinson came across and spoke to them both.
Of course, one of the appeals of the Premier League is the dramas, the personalities of the people involved, huge focus on the managers. There's your rivalry that we read about. We sometimes even see on the touchline between you and Jose Mourinho. How real is that?
The rivalry is real, you know, but it has to be respectful, and I believe that the managers, sometimes in the heat of a game, of a passion, gets out of control, and when I'm guilty, I'm guilty, and I regret always that, but basically you have to respect each other, because if we in our own job don't respect each other, you know, it's job is difficult enough. And I always find a guy who doesn't do that, you lose good opinion.
Abramovich earned the cash to make tonight's sensational swoop on a club that's had a few Romans on the pitch before, but never won as the owner.
Of course, Chelsea was one of the first teams to pour a great deal of money into the game through a billionaire owner. What do you think about the impact of the sort of huge amount of money that has poured into the Premier League?
It has created a lot of stress on the other teams. Why? Because it puts inflation on the wages. So overall, it was a financial competition, and that we could not go with, you know. And since you had first Man United, was more financial power, but they created that financial power through their commercial activities and through the size of their club. After, you had Chelsea coming in with a private injection of huge money. After, Man City has come in with an injection of huge money as well. And then you had the clubs like Liverpool, Tottenham, who have as well a big financial potential. So you're in the middle there, and you have to survive. But the competition became much harder because of the financial resources of these clubs.
So do you think it's been bad for the game?
No, it's not good or bad. What is good or bad is what you see on the football pitch. What is important is that the financial fair play has been created by UEFA to make the clubs survive by their own resources.
But they're relaxing those rules now, aren't they?
They are relaxing because there's a pressure from all over the world to allow people who are very rich to invest their money. You know, Europe has become poorer. The rest of the world has become richer. We suffer in Europe, but not in football. Why? Because the rest of the world invests in football in Europe. That's one of the amazing parts of our game, is that all the billionaires in China, in Russia, in America, they come to Europe to invest in football. And if UEFA is adamant and does not maybe listen to that, these people could threaten to move away from UEFA, and it's important that we keep unity in our game and that FIFA, UEFA controls the game.
Today, fed-up fans gathered outside a central London hotel as all the country's top flight clubs met inside.
The kind of working-class kids who would have gone to watch matches and marvelled at the things and wanted to do them themselves can only see that at a distance on television.
With the huge injection of money into the game, it's also meant a kind of familiar gripe that fans have, and that's about ticket prices, that it becomes much harder for families, ordinary families, to come to the game. Does that worry you at all?
Yes, of course. You want everybody to be capable to go to the stadium. But there again, how far can you go? You know, That's where the difficulty is for the clubs when external resources come into the game. If you want to keep your player, you have to create more resources. How can you get more resources? Through commercial activities, television, or gates. So the pressure on you to pay your players at the same level than the other clubs, you have to push the prices up at the gates. How far can you go? I believe that inside our club, we have always debates about that because we want to keep our fans happy and we want them to be capable to pay their tickets. But on the other hand, you have as well to pay the wages that aren't paid on the market, and to keep your players you have to improve your resources.
And finally, if you were forced to take charge of the Premier League tomorrow, what would you change?
What would I change? I would first try to keep it the most attractive league in the world, suppress the quota system, control better the wages in the academies, because I think it's getting out of control a little bit in the academies, and focus a lot on the improvement of the education of the young players, you know, create top quality. England has a big luxury. They see the best players in the world here. They can study, what have they got? How can we produce that kind of quality? And I believe there's a lot of work to do on that front, is to give quality coaching, quality education to the young players.